Hello, I'm Steve G. Jones, clinical hypnotherapist. When listening to this recording, be sure to only listen to it at night when you are safe and no one and nothing will disturb you. At the end of this recording, you will be given suggestions to fall into a restful sleep. If you are under a doctor's care, you should always consult your physician before using this recording. Never play this recording in a moving vehicle. Thank you. And enjoy. Close your eyes. Allow your entire body to loosen. And now take three deep breaths on my call. All right, breathing in, expanding your lungs, filling them with air. That's right, hold it for a second. And slowly breathe out. Get all of the air out of your lungs. Good. Breathing in again. And hold it. And exhale. And one more deep breath in. And hold it. And exhale very slowly. Take your time for this breath. And then continue breathing at your own pace. Easily, effortlessly, comfortably. And each time you breathe, feel how relaxing it is to just breathe in and out. With your chest rising and falling, so rhythmic, and allows you to relax. Deeper and deeper. Just taking time to focus on your breathing allows you to relax. Notice that you are more relaxed now than you were a few moments ago. You will continue to relax more and more as you just focus on your breathing. Your body is at ease and your mind is at ease. Let's take a journey. This journey will involve all of your senses and will further relax you. You find yourself on your own private island. You are on the beach of your private island. You notice that the island is small. And you can see where the beach curves both directions. It is surrounding a jungle. A relaxing, peaceful jungle. And as you look out at the water, notice the colors of the water. Imagine the clear water. Notice the reef that is just beyond the sand. And it causes the water to have various shades of blue and green. You see them now. Turquoise, light green, brilliant blue, sea foam green, and several other colors. And you look up at the sky. And notice how bright blue it is. There are several large clouds in the sky. They are big and white. You notice them moving slowly in the sky. And they change shapes. As they move, watch the clouds as they transform in front of you. The water then distracts you. You notice about 100 yards in front of you. There is a barrier in the water. This barrier is protecting your island and causing the waves to break on it. Listen to the waves as they break on the rocks. The sound is soothing, and you enjoy it. You take a few steps forward and walk into the water just a little bit. It is completely calm here. The water is just the right temperature. The water is soothing to your skin. This relaxes you and puts your mind at ease. Now you decide to get out of the water and you walk slowly across the beach and into a pleasant grove of palm trees, taking your time to walk slowly. Enjoy this beautiful day. And as you walk, you see a coconut in front of you. And you reach down and pick up this coconut. You are able to open it easily by tapping it on a rock and opens easily for you. And at first, you smell the coconut. It smells sweet and calms you. You then tilt the coconut and taste the coconut milk. It tastes clean and sweet. And you leave the coconut behind and continue walking through the palm trees. As you walk, you admire the tall palms swaying in the breeze. You then look in front of you and notice there is a small clearing in the trees. In between two trees is a hammock, and you decide that you will lie in the hammock and rest. So you walk very slowly over to the hammock, and you climb in and make yourself very comfortable. The hammock sways very gently, and as you lie there, you focus on relaxing your entire body. Focus on relaxing yourself completely. Starting with your head, feel the muscles in your face and jaw relax. Good. Moving down to your neck and shoulders, you relax every muscle. Feel all of the tension release. Your arms, your hands, and your fingers lie loosely by your side as you sway gently in the hammock, focusing on relaxing your core, your lower back, your sides, your abdominal muscles. Everything is relaxing more and more. Now the relaxation moves further down your body, to your hips and buttocks. You relax these muscles even more. That feels so good. Relax your thighs. Relax your knees. Relax your calves and shins. Your legs are now completely relaxed. Feel the relaxation moving down to your ankles, your feet, your toes. All tension is gone from your feet. Your entire body is now very relaxed. Enjoy this relaxation as you now focus on relaxing your mind. That's right. Just letting all of those random thoughts go now. Letting them go. Releasing them from your mind. And you focus on relaxing more deeply. Relaxing further. Enjoying swaying in the hammock. You enjoy this feeling of total relaxation of your body, mind, and spirit. Easily and effortlessly get out of the hammock and walk a little further into the safe, relaxing jungle of palm trees, walking and relaxing. Allowing yourself to relax more and more. To relax more deeply now. As you walk, you realize that you are walking to an area where there are no more trees, and soon you find yourself looking out at the ocean again. Only this time you're on top of a large sand dune. On the side of this sand dune, there is a pathway of 10 steps leading back down to the sandy beach. And you stand on top of this dune and look down the steps. In just a few moments, I will count down from 10 to 1. And with each number I count, you will take 1 step down. So that by the time I reach the number 1, you will be at the bottom of the steps, and you will be completely relaxed. Because the lower I count, the lower you go on the steps, and the lower you go on the steps, the more you relax. Starting with the number 10, and you take the safe, first step. Down the steps, relaxing as you go.
Relaxing as you go.
9. Down another step. So very, very relaxed.
So very, very relaxed.
8. Down, down. Walking and relaxing.
Walking
on this beautiful day.
Walking back down toward the beach.
Back down toward the beach. Enjoying your time here. Relaxing more deeply with each step you take now. Seven, down another step, so very relaxed as you walk.
Very relaxed as you walk.
Walking, unwinding, letting go.
That's right.
Allowing yourself to drift deeper and deeper into a state of total relaxation. Each step you take relaxes you more deeply now. Just letting go, unwinding,
letting go,
drifting, as you walk down the steps.
As you walk down the steps.
5. Another step down,
another,
and you relax a little more deeply now.
Relax a little more
as you go down the steps. So very, very relaxed.
So very, very relaxed.
Taking your time to go down the steps slowly
and safely.
3, down another step. 2, extremely relaxed now.
Extremely
and with the next
now.
Number, you will take the final step. And you will be completely relaxed in every part of your body, mind, and spirit.
Mind and spirit.
All right now. One.
All right now. One.
You have reached the bottom of the sand dune, and you are completely relaxed. As you continue relaxing deeper,
deeper and more deeply relaxed,
I would like you to imagine all of the foods in your life which contain sugar.
In your life which can
just imagine them all.
Just imagine.
Imagine them all on a table.
Imagine them all.
All the foods which you have eaten in the past, which contain sugar. In one form or another.
In one form.
Imagine them all on a table in front of you.
Imagine them all on a table.
And I wonder how appealing those foods are to you.
I wonder how appealing those foods are.
And whatever level of appeal those foods have for you.
Whatever level of appeal those foods have.
Let's just call that a level 7.
Let's just call that So imagine those foods on that table.
So imagine those foods
which contain sugar. Imagine that your desire for those foods is a level 7.
Your desire for those foods is a level 7.
Of course, if you have listened to this recording a few times, your level is far below that.
Your level is far below.
But let's just pretend. Pretend for a moment that your desire for those foods is at a level 7. And I wonder what it would take for that level to become a 6.
For that level to become a
6. Maybe those foods would have sat out on that table for a while. Maybe if there is ice cream there, it isn't as fresh as it could be. Maybe the cake has a few flies around it.
Maybe the cake has a few flies.
Not necessarily landing on it, but around it. I wonder now what it would take to have your desire for those foods.
To have your desire
to drop to a level 5.
To drop to a level
5. What would they look like?
What would
maybe that ice cream is beginning to decompose a little.
That ice cream.
Showing that it is actually made up of chemicals.
Showing that it is actually.
Remember the cake. Its icing is becoming a little dry.
Its icing is becoming.
And it is cracking.
And it is.
It is starting to look a little like mortar.
It is starting to look a little.
You know the stuff that holds bricks together.
You know the stuff that holds bricks.
Something you shouldn't eat.
Something you.
Maybe there are more flies now.
Maybe there are more flies now.
And I wonder what it would take to drop your desire.
I wonder what it would take to drop your
for those
desire.
Foods. Down
those
even
foods.
Lower.
Down
to a level 6.
Down
to a level 5.
Down
to a level 4.
Down
from 4 to 3.
Down from 4 to 3.
My goodness. What would those foods look like at a level 3?
What would those foods look like at a level 3?
By now, flies have already laid their larvae on some of those foods.
On some of those foods.
As disgusting as it seems.
As disgusting as it seems.
As disgusting as those foods
with sugar
seem.
As those foods with sugar seem.
That's what has happened.
That's what has
happened. Perhaps they are beginning to smell putrid.
Perhaps they are beginning
those foods with sugar.
Those
sugar itself.
Sugar
the whole concept of sugar is just beginning to sound disgusting to you.
Just beginning to sound disgusting.
Because at a level 3.
Because at a level
sugar
three,
cannot be tolerated.
Sugar cannot
sugar is offensive and repulsive at a level
sugar
3.
Is offensive and repulsive at a
and
level
I wonder
three.
What these foods would look like.
And I wonder what these
how they would appear
would like
if your desire for them dropped down to a level 2.
Desire for them dropped down to a level
I think
two.
You know that those foods containing sugar would seem thoroughly disgusting, utterly repulsive.
Disgusting. Utterly repulsive.
Sugar would be undesirable for you.
Sugar would be undesirable.
Now, if we dropped that desire down to a level 1,
if we dropped that desire down to a level
sugar
three,
would be out of the question.
Sugar would be out of the question.
Sugar would be unacceptable in your life.
Sugar would be unacceptable. In
and
your
so
life.
It is unacceptable in your life.
And so it is unacceptable.
And what if we now drop that level down to a 0?
What if we now drop that level down?
The absolute
zero.
Bottom.
The
how would sugar appear to you?
How would sugar appear?
You know the answer to this.
You know the
sugar
answer
would
to
not
this.
Be acceptable as a food
sugar
ever again.
Would not be acceptable as a food.
And
ever
that
again.
Is exactly how you view sugar.
And that is exactly how you view
sugar.
Sugar
is not a food.
Sugar is not a food.
Sugar is not something you allow in your body.
Sugar is not something you allow.
So you avoid
in your body.
It. Congratulations.
Congratulations.
You have made a very well-informed decision to avoid sugar. Because as you look at the table now and see those foods which formerly you did enjoy, they reveal their true, disgusting nature. I want you to see them there on the table.
I want you to see them.
Sugar itself, and sugar in its various forms as disgusting and repulsive. It is not food at all.
It is not.
Congratulations for having the ability to see this. To understand that sugar is no longer a good decision. You have decided that sugar is no longer acceptable in your body. So relax. Imagine all of the foods in your life which contain sugar. Just imagine them all. Imagine them all on a table.
Imagine them all.
All the foods which you have eaten in the past, which contain sugar,
in the past, which
in one form or another.
In one form.
Imagine them all on a table in front of you.
Imagine them all on a table.
And I wonder how appealing. Those foods are
and
to
I
you.
Wonder how appealing those foods are.
And whatever level of appeal those foods have
and
for
whatever
you.
Level of appeal those foods have.
Let's just call that a level 7.
Let's just call that a
so
level
imagine
7.
Those foods on that table.
So imagine those foods
which contain sugar.
Which
imagine
contain
that
sugar.
Your desire for those foods is
imagine
a level 7.
Your desire for those foods is a level 7.
Of course. If you have listened to this recording a few times, your level is far below that.
Your level is far below.
But let's just pretend, for a moment that your desire for those foods is at a level 7. And I wonder what it would take for that level to become a 6. Maybe those foods would have sat out on that table for a while. Maybe if there's ice cream there, it isn't as fresh as it could be. Maybe the cake has a few flies around it. Not necessarily landing on it, but around
necessarily landing on it.
But I wonder now what it would take to have your desire for those foods.
What it would take to have your desire
to drop to a level 5.
To drop to a level 5.
What would they look like? Maybe that ice cream is beginning to decompose.
Showing that it is actually made up of chemicals.
Remember the cake.
Its icing is becoming a little dry.
And it is cracking. And
it is starting to look a little like mortar.
The stuff that holds bricks together.
You know, the stuff that holds bricks
something
together.
Maybe there are more flies now.
I wonder what it would take to drop your desire.
Perhaps they are beginning to smell putrid.
Sugar itself.
The concept of sugar is just beginning to sound disgusting to you. Because at a level 3.
Cannot be tolerated.
Sugar is offensive and repulsive at a level 3.
What these foods would look like,
and I wonder what these
how they would
appear
like,
If your desire for them dropped down to a level
if two, desire for them dropped down to a level
I think you know that those foods containing sugar would seem thoroughly disgusting. Sugar, utterly repulsive.
Disgusting.
Utterly repulsive.
Sugar would be undesirable for you.
Sugar would be undesirable.
Now, if we dropped that desire down to a level one,
now if we dropped that desire down to a level
sugar
one,
would be out of the question.
Sugar would be out of the question.
Sugar would be unacceptable in your life.
Sugar would be unacceptable in
and
your
so
life.
It is unacceptable in your life.
And so it is unacceptable.
And
in
what
your
if
life.
We now drop that level down to
and
a zero?
What if we now drop that level down to
the
a zero?
Absolute bottom?
How would sugar appear to you?
How would sugar appear
to you?
You
know the answer to this.
You know the
sugar
answer
would
to
not
this.
Be acceptable as a food
sugar
ever again.
Would not be acceptable as a food
and
ever
that
again.
Is exactly how you view sugar.
And that is exactly how you view sugar.
Sugar is not a food.
Sugar is not a
sugar
food.
Is not something you allow in your body.
Sugar is not something you allow
so you
in your
avoid
body.
It.
Congratulations.
You have made a very well-informed decision.
You have made a very
well-informed
decision
to avoid
because
sugar.
Because as you look at the table now and see those foods which formerly you did enjoy,
they reveal their true,
disgusting nature.
They reveal their true, disgusting nature.
I want you to see them there on the table.
I want you to see them there
sugar
on
itself.
The table.
And
sugar
itself.
In its various forms as disgusting.
Sugar in its various forms as disgusting.
It is not food at all.
It is not food.
Congratulations for having the ability to see this.
Congratulations for having the ability
to understand that sugar is no longer.
To understand that sugar is
a good decision.
You have decided that sugar is no longer acceptable.
You have decided that sugar is no longer acceptable in your
body. So relax. So relax.
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 And as you continue relaxing,
and as you continue relaxing,
you realize that you have always had the ability
to relax yourself.
You've always had the ability to relax yourself.
To calm your mind.
To calm your mind.
You are able to do this easily and naturally.
You are able to do this easily and naturally.
Because you are a calm person.
Because
inside.
You are a calm person.
Inside.
Calm. Inside.
Calm.
And any inside. Stress you may be feeling.
And any stress you may be
just
feeling.
Just let that stress go now.
Just let that stress
any
go
any stress
now.
You may have been holding on to.
Any stress you may have been holding
release
on to.
Release it now.
Release
imagine
it now.
Imagine your body letting go of stress now.
Imagine your body
as I am
letting
silent.
Go of stress now.
As I am silent. feels good to be calm and stress-free.
To be calm and stress-free.
You realize that stress is only in your imagination.
Is only in your imagination.
Your life occurs in your mind.
Your life occurs in your mind.
When you change your mind,
you change your life.
Your mind.
You change your
life. So change your mind now.
Decide to be calm.
Your mind now.
Imagine as I am silent.
Imagine as I am
the changes you will make in your life.
The changes you will make in your life.
To make it more calm and peaceful.
To make it
relax.
Calm and peaceful and relaxed.
There are some activities.
Now, perhaps there are some activities
which are inappropriate,
people in your life
which are
and are no longer conducive to you
and are no
living
longer
a calm,
conducive to you,
relaxed, peaceful,
living
happy
calm,
life.
Relaxed, peaceful, happy
perhaps
life.
Perhaps there are some changes you need to make.
Perhaps there are some changes.
Imagine
you need
as
to make.
I am silent.
Imagine as I am silent.
Making those changes.
Making those changes.
Changes that you can make in your life.
Powerful, wonderful changes.
Powerful, wonderful changes
that you can make.
Which enhance your quality of life.
Which enhance your quality of life.
Imagine yourself living a new life.
Imagine yourself
in which you
living a new life.
In which you are
see
calm.
Yourself.
See yourself
doing one of your normal activities as
doing
I am silent.
One of your normal activities as
see
I am
yourself
silent.
Doing it in a new way.
See yourself doing it
in a
new
calm,
way.
Relaxed,
in a calm,
focused, happy
relaxed,
way.
Focused, happy way.
To see yourself doing another activity
now, I'd like
in your
you
life.
To see yourself doing
something
another
you
activity
do.
In your life. As you continue relaxing deeper, imagine them all on a table. Imagine them all on a table. And I wonder how appealing those foods are. If you have listened to this recording a few times, your level is far below that. Let's just pretend for a moment that your desire for those foods is at a level seven. And I wonder what it would take for that level to become a six. Maybe those foods would have sat out on that table for a while. Maybe if there's ice cream there, it isn't as fresh as it could be. What it would take to have your desire for those foods. Imagine them all on a table and front of you. Imagine them all on a table. Imagine those foods are at a level seven. As disgusting as those foods with sugar seem. That's what has happened.
That's what has
Perhaps they are beginning to smell putrid.
Perhaps they are beginning
those foods with sugar.
Those
sugar itself.
Sugar
the whole
itself.
Concept of sugar is just beginning to sound disgusting to you.
Just beginning to sound disgusting.
Because at a level three,
sugar
cannot be tolerated.
Sugar
is offensive and repulsive at a level
three. Offensive and repulsive at a level
And I wonder what these foods would look like.
And I wonder what these
how they
would
appear
look like.
If your desire for them dropped down to a level
if
two.
Your desire for them dropped down to a level
I think
two.
You know that those foods containing sugar
you know
would seem thoroughly disgusting.
Sugar.
Utterly repulsive.
Disgusting.
Utterly repulsive.
Sugar would be undesirable for you.
Sugar would be undesirable.
Now, if we dropped that desire down to a level one.
Now, if we dropped that desire down to a level
sugar
one.
Would be out of the question.
Sugar would be out of the question.
Sugar would be unacceptable in your life.
Sugar would be unacceptable in
and
your
so
life.
It is unacceptable in your life.
And so it is unacceptable.
And
in
what
your
if
life.
We now drop that level down to
and
a zero?
What if we now drop that level down to
the
a zero?
Absolute bottom?
The
How would sugar
bottom.
Appear to you? How would sugar appear
you know
to
the
you?
Answer to this? You know the
sugar
answer
would not
this.
Be acceptable as a food ever
sugar
again.
Would not be acceptable as a food
and
ever
that
again.
Is exactly how you view sugar
and that is exactly how you view
sugar,
sugar.
Is not a food
sugar is not a
sugar
food.
Is not something you allow in your body
sugar is not something you allow
so you
in
avoid
your body
it.
Congratulations
so
You have made a very well-informed decision.
You have made
to
a
avoid
very
sugar.
Well-informed decision to avoid
because
sugar.
As you look at the table now and see those foods which formerly you did enjoy,
foods which formerly you did
they reveal
enjoy.
Their true disgusting nature.
They reveal their true disgusting nature.
I want you to see them there on the table.
I want you to see them there
sugar
on
itself.
The table.
And sugar
itself.
In its various forms as disgusting
and sugar in its various forms as
repulsive.
Disgusting.
It is not food at all.
It is not food.
Congratulations for having the ability to see this.
Congratulations for having the ability
to understand that sugar is no longer
to understand that sugar is no
a good decision. You have decided that sugar
decision.
Is no longer acceptable
you have
in your body.
That sugar is no longer acceptable in your
so
body.
So relax.
So relax.
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 And as you continue relaxing deeper
as
deeper
and
more deeply relaxed,
deeper and more deeply relaxed.
I would like you to imagine all of the foods in your life which contain sugar.
In your life which contain
just imagine them all.
Just imagine,
imagine them all on a table.
Imagine them all on
all
a
the
table.
Foods which you have eaten in the past,
all the
which contain
which
sugar
you have eaten in the past, which
in one
sugar.
Form or another.
In one form.
Imagine
or
them
another.
All on a table in front of you.
Imagine them all on a table.
And
in front
I wonder
of you.
How appealing those foods are
and
to
I
you.
Wonder how appealing those foods are.
And whatever level of appeal those foods have
and
for
whatever
you.
Level of appeal those foods have for
let's
you.
Just call that a level 7
let's just call that a
so
level
imagine
7.
Those foods on that table
so imagine those foods
which contain sugar
which
imagine that
sugar.
Your desire for those foods is
imagine
a level 7
your desire for those foods is a level 7
of course if you have listened to this recording a few
of course,
times
if you have listened to this recording a few times
your level is far below that
your level is far below
but
that.
Let's just pretend pretend
but
for a moment that
pretend.
Your desire for those foods
for a moment
is at a level 7
foods is at a level
and
7
and I wonder what it would take for that
and
level to become a 6
for that level to become
maybe
a 6
those foods would have sat out on that table
maybe
for a while
would have sat out on that table for
maybe
a while
maybe if there's ice cream there
maybe
it isn't as fresh as it
there.
Could be
It isn't as fresh as it could
maybe
be.
Maybe the cake has a few flies around it.
Maybe the cake has a few flies
not
around it.
Not necessarily landing on it. but around it.
Not necessarily landing on it, but
I wonder now what it would take to have your desire for those foods
to have your desire
to drop to a level 5.
To drop to a
level 5. What would they look like? Maybe that ice cream is beginning to decompose a little.
Maybe that ice cream is beginning to decompose.
Showing that it is actually made up of chemicals.
Showing that it is actually
made up of chemicals. Remember the cake. Its icing is becoming a little dry.
Its icing is becoming a little dry.
And it is cracking.
And it is
cracking. It is starting to look a little like mortar.
It is starting to look a little
like the stuff that holds bricks together.
Stuff that holds bricks.
Something
together.
You shouldn't eat.
Something you
shouldn't. Maybe there are more flies now.
Maybe there are more flies now.
And I wonder what it would take to drop your desire.
And I wonder what it would take to drop your
for those
desire.
Foods.
Down
those
even
foods.
Lower.
Down to a level 6.
Down to a level 5.
Down to a level 4.
Down
from 4 to 3.
Down from 4 to 3.
My goodness. What would those foods look like at a level 3?
What would those foods look like at a level
3? By now, flies have already laid their larvae
on some of those foods. On some of those foods.
As disgusting as it seems.
As disgusting as it seems.
As disgusting as those foods with sugar seem.
As those foods with sugar seem.
That's what has happened.
What has
perhaps
happened.
They are beginning to smell putrid.
Perhaps they are beginning
those
to
foods
smell
with sugar.
Those
sugar itself.
Sugar
the whole
itself.
Concept of sugar is just beginning to sound disgusting to you.
Just beginning to sound disgusting.
Because at a level 3.
Because at a level
sugar
3.
Cannot be tolerated.
Sugar cannot
sugar
be tolerated.
Is offensive and repulsive at a level
sugar
3.
Is offensive and
and I wonder what these foods would look like,
and I wonder what these
how they would appear
would like.
If your desire for them appear. Dropped down to a level
if
2
your desire for them dropped down to a level
I think you
two.
Know that those foods containing sugar
you know
would seem thoroughly disgusting
sugar,
utterly repulsive
disgusting utterly repulsive
sugar would be undesirable for you.
Sugar would be undesirable.
Now if we dropped that desire down to a level 1
now,
sugar would be out of the question.
Sugar would be out of the question.
Sugar would be unacceptable in your life.
Sugar would be unacceptable in
and
your
so
life.
It is unacceptable in your life.
And so it is unacceptable.
And what if we now drop that level down to a 0?
We now drop that level down to
the absolute
zero.
Bottom.
The
how would sugar
bottom.
Appear to you?
How would sugar appear?
You know the answer to this. Sugar would not be acceptable as a food ever again.
Would not be acceptable as a food.
And that is exactly how you view sugar.
And that is exactly how you view
sugar.
Sugar
is not a food.
Sugar is not a food.
Sugar is not something you allow in your body.
Sugar is not something you allow.
So you avoid it.
Congratulations.
You have made a very well-informed decision
to avoid sugar.
Because as you look at the table now and see those foods which formerly you did enjoy,
they
reveal their true, disgusting nature. I want you to see them there on the table.
I want you to see them.
Sugar itself and sugar in its various forms as disgusting and repulsive. It is not food at all.
Not
congratulations for having the ability to see this.
Congratulations for having the ability
to understand that sugar is no longer
to understand that sugar is no
a good decision. You have decided that sugar is no longer acceptable in your body.
Sugar is no longer acceptable in your
so relax.
So relax.
Relax.
Continue relaxing.
I want you to think about three things in your life
three things
that make
your life
you distinct.
That make
everyone around you. From everyone around you.
What makes you unique?
What makes you
there are at least three things in your life that make you unique in a good way. Think about the first thing now that makes you unique as I am silent. Good. And now I'd like you to think of the second thing that makes you unique in a good way, different from everyone else around you. Something special about you. Think about that now as I am silent. Now I'd like you to think about a third thing that makes you unique, different than anyone around you, something good and wonderful and powerful and positive about you. You know what it is. Think of that thing now and how good it makes you feel as I am silent.
And as you continue to relax, every breath you take is soothing you. Focus now on your breathing. I wonder how much attention you have paid to the many different thoughts floating through your mind. Your mind is so active even while it relaxes. And then you can become aware of how difficult it is to remember what I was talking about exactly 7 minutes ago. And you can try to remember what I was saying 9 minutes ago, or what you were thinking 4 minutes ago. But doesn't it seem like too much work to try to remember all of that? It takes more effort than it's worth. So relax. Relax comfortably and understand
that you don't have to remember what I was saying when it's too much work to do. You can choose to remember to forget what I said, or to forget to remember what I said. The choice is yours. If you should be listening to this recording at night, you will fall into a deep and very peaceful sleep. And while you are asleep and dreaming, understand that your subconscious mind will be processing every word I have said, and each time you hear these words, these suggestions become more and more powerful for you. Each and every time you listen to these words, these suggestions become more and more a part of your being. Each and every time you listen to this recording, you become more and more the person of your choosing, a relaxed, comfortable, confident person. And that feels wonderful and when you awaken in the morning, you will be well rested, refreshed, revitalized, and ready for a new day. And that feels wonderful.